Our life is a story. And it's about what kind of story you want to tell with your life.
Tlingit storyteller, drummer, Gene Tagaban returns to the Upper Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Bern Power. That story and more coming up after this news. 2 years ago, a pair of avalanches struck within 9 months of each other, cutting off Juneau from hydroelectric power and forcing the city to rely on costly diesel generation for a total of about 9 weeks. The incidents brought scrutiny to the avalanche mitigation efforts of Alaska Electric Light and Power, the privately owned utility that supplies the capital city with energy. This winter, the company will be employing a new tool to help avoid avalanches along its transmission lines. Casey Kelly from Juneau has more.
AELNP avalanche forecaster Mike Jane stands in front of what looks like a space capsule in the back lot of the company's Lemon Creek headquarters. It's the Daisy Bell Avalanche Control Unit, and as Janes explains, it's taking the place of explosives, which AELNP had been using to trigger controlled snowslides along its 43-mile Snettisham transmission line.
The concept here is that this thing, as you can see, is slung by the helicopter from that harness on the top, and there's one bottle of oxygen and one bottle of hydrogen, and the apparatus at the top mixes the two together and essentially sparks them off with a spark plug, and there's an air blast that comes out the bottom.
While in use, the Daisy Bell will hang about 150 feet below a helicopter and be triggered by remote control. Jane says it doesn't actually touch the snow. Rather, it's suspended anywhere from 2 to 3 meters above the surface for wet packed snow to 10 meters or more for drier, more lightly packed snow.
We don't have to worry about throwing the explosives out and having them slide, anything like that. This thing is self-contained. We don't have explosives in the ship, so it's, you know, in theory much safer because everything is right here on this unit right here, and it's below the helicopter underneath you.
The unit itself cost about $130,000 and was paid for with money AELNP collected from customers. But Janes expects it to be cheaper than explosives in the long run.
It's about $4 a shot, I think, is what I've been told. With this and one set of bottles will give you 40 shots, whereas explosives delivered to Snettisham cost over $80 per shot, so there's a big difference in price.
Jane says another benefit will be that AELNP does not have to notify the Federal Aviation Administration every time it uses the Daisy Bell, which the company currently has to do with explosives. The FAA just approved the system for use with helicopters in the United States.